Welcome back, Life Point Church, to our Drivecast. My name is Braden Rodriguez. I am the student in 1825 pastor at our Life Point Delaware campus, and we just wanted to let you know that we did have a guest speaker here at our Delaware campus on Sunday morning. It was the director of the Southern Baptist of Ohio Convention, and it was Jeremy Westbrook, and we were so glad to have him with us on Sunday morning, and we can't wait for Cale's return. I know I preached last week, and he should be back next week. So we would love to jump into just Luke 14 this morning, or whatever time you're listening right now. Jeremy preached a one-off series, but where we are technically in the preaching series would be somewhere around Luke 14. So I want to read us a short passage from Luke 14, and then I just want to talk and kind of tell part of my story and how it relates to this passage. So starting Luke 13, verse 25. This is the NIV, by the way. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." And often this passage is titled under the heading Cost of Discipleship. And honestly, this is one of the most impactful verses and encouraging verses personally to me and my walk with Jesus. And I know you're probably thinking, right, Braden, what do you mean? You're telling me I have to hate my father, my mother, my wife, children, brothers and sisters, even my own life to follow Jesus. That doesn't sound very encouraging. My wife and I, have been married for about 4 years. And I've been serving in ministry for about seven. My first 4 years, I served at my home church in Mississippi. And right before we ended up leaving that church, we got married. And about 2 weeks after we got married, the time we got back from our honeymoon, we really felt as if God was calling us to go to another church in the state of Louisiana. And we were just married. My wife was in nursing school. And this passage in particular was the passage that really gave us great hope and a great promise to know that what we were doing and what we felt God was calling us to do was right. What it was going to require of us is that in that first year of me working at that church, Hannah was still in nursing school and she couldn't transfer credits. After a few months of interviewing, I moved down 6 months after we get married, and then we lived apart for 6 months, only seeing each other on the weekends, and sometimes weeks at a time, we would go without seeing one another. And as we prayed through that decision, "Lord, let your will be done in our life. Lord, is this what you're calling us to do? Lord, is this the cost of discipleship? Is this the cost of following you? Is this the cost of being in your kingdom?" And we really felt as if it was that God called us to love Jesus more than we loved each other, not to actually hate one another. I was reading a commentary here, and they would think Jesus probably would have, when he said hate, it would be hyperbolic, but the love for Christ is so much and it's so driving that yes, it looks like you have disdain towards even a spouse. And no married couple, especially young and just in their first year of marriage, would have ever dreamed that, you know, 6 months apart would be their hand that they got dealt. But yet we found this verse so impactful and so promising to our lives to know that, yes, this is what discipleship looks like when we are to follow Jesus. And we saw such beautiful and great things that God did while we were there. We saw in the 2 years while we served in Louisiana before we moved here, we saw many students, I mean, student after student after student, give their life to Jesus. And that's not a prideful or arrogant statement on our own, because actually it was the majority of our life group leaders and small group leaders that were serving in our youth ministry that were actually leading them to Christ. We just got to be a part and play a role in what God was doing there. Not only did we see salvation all the time. We were seeing students get baptized, I mean, left and right. I mean, it was, I think we averaged, I think, one salvation and one baptism a month for the 2 years we were there, or something along that lines. It was something spectacular, really, to see God doing. And so just as an encouragement today, and hopefully a challenge to maybe what God is calling you to do, that no matter what, it's worth it. No matter the cost, right? For us, it was, we were moving away from family, especially moving here, right? We moved 12 hours away from family, right? It looks like we hated father and mother to come here from the world standpoint, but in reality, we love our parents, but we were called to this. And so no matter the cost, no matter what Jesus is calling us into, I think there is this level. And if you back up just a few verses into Luke chapter 14, Jesus talks about this idea of humility. There's this level of humility that comes with being a disciple of Jesus, that we would lay down our own ambitions, we would lay down our lives, and we would say, Lord, here I am. God, I just have your will be done. Wesley Montgomery, our worship pastor here at Delaware, one of our worship pastors here at Delaware, was preaching this week for our 1825 group on Monday night. And he said essentially the same thing. And he used the example of Jesus in the garden. And he says, you know, Lord, let this cup be taken from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus looked to the Father and said, God, it's whatever you want. And Jesus is co-equal with God, right? He is fully God in this moment, and yet he still lays down and he humbles himself and says, the Father's will must be done. And so at whatever cost, and for Jesus, that was the cross. And so today, church, I would just encourage you to really ask the Lord in a real way, God, what is your will for my life? And would you let it be done in me? And God, I count the cost. And I would, if you maybe today are not in the spot where you would say the cost is worth it, I would ask that you would pray, Lord, show me that the cost of discipleship is worth what you're calling me to do. Church, I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to give you a few moments to pray today. Father, we love you and we thank you for all that you do. Father, we thank you for your will and your purpose, because we know that it is good, and we know that you have a better interest at heart for us than we do at sometimes. And so, Father, I just pray that today that we would count the cost, and God, that we would lean into being your disciples at whatever you call us to do. Father, as we continue out through the day, let your will be done in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, church. I'm going to give you a few seconds to pray, and we'll see you back here next time.